This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Several major Japanese companies are shutting down some operations in China, citing concerns about the safety of their workers. Chinese protests at the Japanese firms have gotten violent, and they stem from a fight over the ownership of some uninhabited islands in the East China Sea. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is with us from Tokyo with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's the latest on the dispute over these islands, which started this fight in the first place?
Well, the Japanese government decided to buy these islands off their private owners, and that is what essentially has set off the protests in China at the end of last week. And they've grown and grown over the last few days. Over the weekend, they got very big, tens of thousands of people out on the street, and a lot of damage being done to Japanese-owned businesses in China.
And they're protesting at both retailers and factories, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been protesting outside Japanese diplomatic missions, so the embassy in Beijing, the Japanese consulate in Shanghai, but the real focus of rage has been on Japanese businesses. So that's been restaurants, department stores. We've seen very large department stores in some Chinese cities completely trashed and even attempting to burn down Japanese-owned factories.
And the Japanese companies involved, including things like Panasonic and Fast Retailing Company, have responded in some cases by shutting down their businesses in China.
That's right. I think there's a lot of concern from Japanese companies about their staff. There are huge Japanese investments in China. They employ hundreds of thousands of Chinese people, but also there are large numbers of Japanese people living in China working in these companies. And so I think the focus at the moment is just to protect their staff. And that's why companies like Panasonic have decided to close down their operations as a precautionary measure for the next few days.
And if this is just a few days, I assume it's not the kind of thing that's going to have an impact on the Japanese products that we buy here in the United States.
If it's just a few days, probably not. If it goes on for longer, then, you know, it could start to have an impact. I mean, if you remember last year with the tsunami in Japan where factories were closed down there for weeks, that had a big knock-on effect in markets all around the world. So, you know, it has the potential to have a knock-on effect, but hopefully not.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.